From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The World Health Organization says an experimental vaccine against Ebola has proven highly effective. The WHO said Friday the vaccine has so far been 100% effective in trials conducted in Guinea. WHO Director General Margaret Chan says the new vaccine could be a game changer.
It will change the management of the current Ebola outbreak and future outbreaks.
The Ebola outbreak that swept through West Africa last year has killed more than 11,000 people, most of them in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. The United States is calling on the Taliban's new leaders, named Friday to succeed Mullah Omar, to take part in what the U.S. sees as an extremely promising opportunity for a genuine peace and reconciliation between the Taliban and the Afghan government. From Islamabad, VOA's Ayaz Ghul has details.
The Taliban broke off the scheduled meeting in Pakistan Friday with representatives of the Afghan government on short notice. Members of the group said they needed to settle leadership questions following confirmation of the death of Mullah Omar. The disclosure this week by both the Afghan government and the Taliban that Mullah Omar actually died more than 2 years ago complicated the situation, raising questions about who in fact was leading the insurgents all that time. The Taliban acted relatively quickly and announced Friday that Mullah Akhtar Mansur is its new chief, but that declaration did not bring up the question of further peace talks with the Afghan government. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
For more on these stories, please log on to our website, www.voanews.com. This is VOA News. Security issues will be a focal point for Secretary of State John Kerry when he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo this weekend. It's the first leg of a five-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. A senior State Department official said the U.S. is deeply concerned about unrest in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, where an Islamic State-affiliated militant group has claimed responsibilities for several deadly attacks. The official said Egyptians are facing serious threats from Islamic State-linked militants, and the United States needs to support the country's efforts to achieve stability. The official said security would be among the issues that Kerry would discuss with Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Soukhouri on Sunday. Suspected Jewish settlers firebombed two homes in the Israeli-occupied West Bank Friday, burning a Palestinian toddler to death and wounding four family members. Israeli military spokesman Peter Lerner called the arson attack near the northern city of Nablus nothing short of a barbaric act of terrorism. Hundreds of people joined protests, and there were sporadic clashes between Israelis and Palestinians as news of the 18-month-old child's death spread. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a rare call to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to say the overnight attack was reprehensible and horrific, an act of terrorism in every respect. The Palestinian Liberation Organization said that it holds Mr. Netanyahu's government fully responsible for the attack. The dead child's four-year-old brother and parents were critically burned in the fire. The International Olympic Committee has chosen Beijing as the host of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games, beating out Almaty, Kazakhstan, the only other contender in the bid for an increasingly expensive event. IOC President Thomas Bach announced the decision Friday during the committee's 128th session in Kuala Lumpur.
The International Olympic Committee has the honor to announce the host city of the Olympic Winter Games 2022. Beijing.
Beijing hosted the Summer Olympics in 2008. The city says it will reuse many of those venues for the Winter Games. Almaty, Kazakhstan has never hosted an Olympics. And reports from the town of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria say at least five people are dead after a suicide bomber struck in Gamboro Market on Friday. Though no one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack, the region is a hotbed of Boko Haram activity. Witnesses to the bombing say a number of people were injured as well. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.